This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Nearly 200 state Democratic officials, lawmakers, and local leaders are calling for a formal censure of Governor Jared Polis. The move comes after Polis reduced the prison sentence for former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. Peters was sentenced to nearly 9 years in prison for tampering with county voting machines trying to prove 2020 election rigging. Polis ordered her released on parole on June 1st. The complaint wants Polis barred from speaking at officially recognized state Democratic events, among other things. Polis' office said he made the decision he felt was right, not popular. Senator Michael Bennett tells CPR News that if he's elected Colorado's governor, he would not appoint Jared Polis to replace him in the U.S. Senate. In a statement, Bennett said, quote, "It's never been my impression that Governor Polis wanted to head back to D.C., and he has confirmed that." Both Bennett and his Democratic primary opponent, Phil Weiser, have criticized Polis' commutation of Peters. In Jefferson County, an unreleased school safety audit is fueling frustration among parents following last year's shooting at Evergreen High School. Here's Molly Cruz.
A student safety company called Gaggle conducted the audit last year. It was completed just weeks before the Evergreen High School shooting, but Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says it didn't get the report before the shooting and that there's no reference to the shooter in it. The company reviewed over 18 million student communications across the school district and found 153, quote, imminent threats that included references to self-harm, abuse, and violence. Parents say the findings reveal both a student mental health crisis and a troubling lack of transparency from district leadership. The district has still not publicly released the audit.
That was Molly Cruz reporting. This is CPR News. It's 8:06.